10th parak of Erev and Mishnah Tezvav, we are discussing special halachas of the Beit HaMikdash. Sheret Shenimsa BaMikdash, a dead rodent was found in the Beit HaMikdash. There's eight different creatures that, if they die, they're tamei from the lower life levels. Animals that die are avada tamei, even shrotim, there are different types of reptiles or rodents. Eight of those are on the tamei when they're dead, and therefore we do not want them to be in the Beit HaMikdash, which is the Mokom Torah. So the Tanakhama says, the Kohen removes it with his belt, even though it's going to be Matama's belt. Shelo lahashes datuma, Rabbi Yechimim broke it. It's going to do in a way that's not going to be Matama him, because he's not going to touch it directly, but it will be Matama's belt. And he says that since the belt is what he has right next to him, he should just immediately wrap it in his belt and carry it out without touching it. Instead of doing that, then waiting around so you find some way of some other tool to take it out with. Have you done it? No. The Tzvashalei Shalei Rabbis have done it. It's better to take it out with pliers made out of wood, which are not Mekabal Tumah. Wood is Mekabal Tumah only if it has a receptacle, a base kibble. And therefore, he prefers that you do it in that fashion so that we're not Matana anything, even though it will sit around a little bit longer. Mechel Matzi Ma'isel. Where do you take it out from? Which parts of the Beit HaMikdash are sensitive to Tumah? Min HaHeichel, from the Beit HaMikdash, min HaUlam, the anteroom of the Beit HaMikdash. When we made Ulam Mizbeach, also the area between the anteroom of the Beit HaMikdash and the Mizbeach. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Anas. But any area past that in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, even though it has Kedusha, you just leave it until after Shabbos. You take it out after Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva, Ayman, Mokim, Shechayim, Al Zayn, Kozo, Shigil, Chatzis. Any place that if the Tami goes into that, he gets Kodesh if he does it intentionally, and he has to bring a Chatzis if he does it unintentionally, which basically is the Azor, an entire courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. Yisham Amosi Moisa. The Shakal Makom is called Psach Ter. Any other place, you cover it over with a Psach Ter, some type of big metal cleat. Yeah, a big cleat. And you leave it till the night, and then after Yom Tov Shabbos, you take it out. Shimon Aymer, Mokom Shetir Lachach Achamim, Mishofar Not Melchosh, Leitir El Mishum Shvuz. This Rabbi Shimon is not arguing on the last statement. He's arguing on the Tanakhama in the previous Mishnah that says that you're allowed to tie up a string from the harp or violin or whatever it was that got ripped. Yeah. So. He holds that you can, when you're tying up that violin, you can only tie it up with the Issa de Rabbanon. You cannot tie it up with a full-fledged kesher. So Rav Shimon is momachma, and he says that don't be surprised that now I'm being machma, even though early in the Masechta I was making legabi tchumen, that he said that if you leave the tchumen, you have another 15 amas, because we assume that the measurement was not accurate. So he says, Yishvachor Nazlucho, if it's did the right to mutter, and it's real, you have the right to do it, it's just the Rabbanu and Machmir, then we'll make him. But things that have a issue of the right, which is tying up the fixing the violin, is he's Machmir, and therefore he says he cannot make a knot, he can only wrap it around in a temporary fashion. And that is the end of Masechta Eidos.